Many people have a desire to enter the world of investing, whether it be through real estate, stocks, or entrepreneurship. However, people often face self-doubt, a limited belief system, or simply a lack of knowledge to put behind their ambition. It's easier than you think to overcome these obstacles if you know exactly what's holding you back. Partner with Andre to forge new neurological pathways that unlock breakthrough strategies for income generation, reshape your belief systems, and construct your desired life. With over 15 years of experience in finance and a decade devoted to teaching wealth preservation, these achievements are no mere coincidence. One thing is clear, if others have done it, you can too. Start your complimentary action plan today at www.andrestewartauthor.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. If you've been searching for ways to break free from the 9-to-5 grind, scale or start your own business, generate passive income, or gain insights from others who have achieved their desired lifestyle, get ready. Prepare to be inspired as we provide you with invaluable tips, resources, and firsthand experiences from Andre and other industry experts who have accomplished remarkable things in their respective fields. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast, your roadmap to success. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today I basically wanted to hop on and talk about a couple things that I see going on in the economy with the political climate. Oh, man, it's so much stuff going on. And I talked about a lot of this stuff. I'm going to even pull up a couple podcasts where I showed that we were going to have deflation. I talked about us being in a post-inflationary recession and then deflation coming right after that. And so some of the things that I'm going to point up that are going on in the economy, you're going to see what I meant by that. And this was a year ago when I said some of this stuff is going to happen. And a lot of times people are like, okay, well, you said it a year ago. It takes a while for things to play out in the economy. But basically, everything that I said is coming to pass. And I don't like to say that to brag or just to be like, oh, you should listen to what I say. No, I'm saying that to be like, go back and listen to some of my podcasts so you can see where a lot of things that I said are coming to pass. And you can use that as a reference to show you how to invest or the mindset or how to take care of your household better. And that's kind of the only reason why I'm saying if there are some new people that are tuning in, go back and listen to what I've said in the past over the last 6 months to a year. And you might be able to be like, okay, well, I'm going to use what he said here because that happened. This happened 6 months ago. I'm going to take advantage of what he said and use that into my arsenal of what I'm deciding to do with as far as investing, how I'm moving in saving money or whatever the case is. So that's the only reason why I keep bringing that up. But anyway, it's really trending in the direction of what I said. Like if you look at the parallels of the 1930s depression with World War II, I really do think we're heading into a World War III because of what's going on in Israel. And now we have China and Taiwan doing the exercises and that's escalating to another point. I brought that up. I was like, if Nancy Pelosi went to China against China's wishes, like they said not to go, I said that we will probably end up having a war between them because China's very calculated. Just because they didn't do anything when she went immediately after, that didn't mean that we're not going to do anything. And I think because they see us distracted with what's going on in Ukraine. And now we sent the largest naval ship 3 nights ago. The largest U.S. naval ship has been deployed to help out in Israel. So I think an article, let me see if I can pull it up. Oh, nice. Look at that ad. Go download that app. InvestSmart, our company made it. Anyway, I had to point that out, man. That's pretty cool that I'm doing that on a podcast and our ad pops up. But anyway, this kind of goes back to what I was saying about the Great Depression and World War. I just think we're going to have something like that happen to where based on the war in the Ukraine, based on the war that's going on in Israel, and based on what's going on in China and Taiwan, I really do think the U.S., we have, I think, like an $80 billion, $800 billion budget for wars. I think we're going to be tapping into that because we just, like I said, deployed the largest Navy ship in the U.S. to Israel. So obviously there's something going on with, I think it was 22 citizens, U.S. citizens that were killed. So obviously we have to retaliate in some form and we back Israel because there's so many Israelis living in the U.S. So regardless of what's going on and regardless of what kind of relationships that we don't know about that people in Europe might know that the U.S. doesn't know about what's going on with Israel and Hamas and how that goes. We're still going to deploy and do what we do as the U.S. because we have to protect our interests, not saying if it's right or wrong. So I do think that because we're now distracted with two wars going on in Europe I think China is going to make a move on Taiwan. And that's when I think we're going to have this World War III. And I brought this up a year and a half ago, too, that I do think, based on all the economic data that I saw, based on all the tensions, based on what was going on with the economy, based on data, everything suggested or everything pointed to us going into a World War III. And even some people say, OK, well, you said this and it never happened. Everyone thinks things are going to be immediate, but it doesn't work like that. So things are playing out as they should play out, because when you do interest rate hikes, it's not an immediate thing. There's a lag. And you always hear me say the economy has a lag. All of these different things have a lag. It's not like you see someone in a bar, they say something wrong, you slap them and then a fight breaks out. This is we're talking about countries. So like anytime wars happen, it escalates over a period of time. And that's where we have these tensions. And the thing that's going on in the Middle East, that's like they always have things going on. Like they're always at war. It just never reaches the level of where it is right now. And I don't think there's ever been a time where there's been a war and a country has just decided to take U.S. citizens hostage and then kill them. Like that's next level. So I do think because of that kind of stuff like that, I do think it's gonna escalate, just because I think, you know, we have to prove a point. We still have to be the largest, or we're the greatest nation. So we kind of got to go in there and show that we got to do what we got to do. So I think that's what's about to happen. But once that happens, as you can see here, the Great Depression was ended by the end of World War II, not the start of it. And a lot of times I think the narrative talks about, okay, the Great Depression started a certain way. In all actuality, in my opinion, I wasn't back then, but I think that the economy was in a recession during that entire time. And then when the war hits, wars cost so much money and it puts a lot of strain on countries. And so that's why I think that it's going to end up turning into a World War III. And then we're going to end up having a good depression, because the parallels between the economies at that point in time and what's going on right now is the same exact parallels. I think it's even worse now because of the amount of debt that we had. So that's why I think it's going to be worse than the Great Depression, because we have more debt. It's just everything's bigger, man. Everything's been bigger. Economies are bigger. You know what I mean? I just think we're going to have a greater depression. We have a longer way to fall than back then than what we have now. So looking at this, this is why I say that. Another thing that I came across, China conducting major exercises in the Western Pacific. You know what I mean? Like, we got that going. I saw another article here. This is what I really want to talk about. Incomes are falling in 17 states. And we're not talking about like discretionary income. We're talking about people's like income in general are starting to decline. Coupled with high inflation, with gas being high, all these different factors, man. All of this in conjunction with the war in Israel, war in Ukraine, a possible war in China. You can see why. And then I think another thing that I want to talk about as well, I'm just jumping around here because it's just so much going on, man. So like Biden cancels $9 billion in student loan debt. I was talking to somebody on YouTube about this, just one person in the comments, and I was letting him know, like, they're not really canceling the $9 billion in student loan debt. They're canceling the interest. So at the end, they're going to cancel the interest. But if your student loan debt was $105,000, you're going to pay that $105,000. So if it was going to be $185,000 at the end of the 25 years, they're going to cancel that $80,000. So they're not even canceling it, but they're posting these different articles like we're canceling $9 billion in student loan debt. No, they're not. So it's just like all of this stuff is going on. And we're coming up on an election year. So you can kind of see where I'm going. I always talk about all these different things before, but you can see like why all of a sudden is articles like this popping up. We got, I'm not saying like the war in the Ukraine and the war in Israel or something that we had a part in, but remember those pipelines that exploded a couple of months back? Miraculously, those similar pipelines in those same regions have exploded again. And it did come to pass that the U.S. did play a part in those initial explosions on those pipelines. So, I mean, just like, why is all this stuff taking place? Why does, if you look back at what happened with the last election, what happened during that time frame? We had a global pandemic. So, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but if you just look back, there's always been a catalyst for something right around the time for an election. And me and my cousin were talking today, and she was saying, like, she was looking at the charts, and she does stock trading. And based on the charts, at the end, right at the end of the elections of 2024, is going to be a drop. It's going to, she said, it went down in a straight line. It didn't trend down. She said, right after the election, I think she said it was like December of 2024, everything bottomed out. The stock market, everything just tanked. And so whatever she was looking at seasonality on charts. And she was just like, it's miraculous that this entire time, the economy supposedly has been doing well, which we know it hasn't been doing well. All the articles and all the news in the mainstream says we're doing well. So it's funny that we have these, you know, pleasant things coming out. Biden does this, or the stock market's at an all-time high, or the economy is booming, it's strong, or all these different things. But like right after the election in 2024, based on seasonality charts, there's an immediate drop, like plummet in the stock market. So it's just like, what's really going on? So what are we blaming it on? So now all the inflation that's going on, once we go to war, we got to pay for that. The taxpayers have to pay for the war. That's what we do. So if we borrow some more money for a war, if we send some more money to Ukraine, if we send some money to Israel, if we send some money to Taiwan, all these different things are taking place. Inflation is just going to skyrocket higher and higher. So I think they're going to just be like, you know what? We had to go to war. So now we have a World War III. Because of that, we have higher inflation. Because of that, that's why we're in a depression. That's actually not why we're in a depression. Like, we're in a depression because they closed down the entire world for almost a whole year, and we printed trillions of dollars all around the world. That's why we're in a depression. That's what it's going to be. Not because of all these other things that they're saying, that they're trying to create different things for, like, okay, no, it wasn't a war. We were already headed in that direction. So I do remember I did a video on YouTube about us going into a recession in 2020. I did it in, I think it was October 2019. And then all the metrics, the yield curve inversion, the consumer spending, all of it was like bottoming out. And so you can look at that type of stuff and say, okay, we're heading into a recession. And it was also going into an election year. And then what happened? Bottomed out, went to a deep recession overnight, right? Maybe took, what, 2 or 3 days, and the stock market rebounded because we printed a bunch of money. So that technically was the recession. It wasn't. It wasn't the actual recession that we needed to have, because that wasn't based on the economic data. We slowed it down because we printed a bunch of money. That money supposedly ran out in this quarter. Third quarter of 2023, the money has ran out. The savings has ran out. So the recession that we were supposed to have in 2020, just based on basic economic data, didn't happen because we slowed it down. Now there's no money to print. Now that we can't do it anymore because our debt levels are too high, now we're going to have that recession we should have had. And now it's going to be a depression because of all of the other factors that I just mentioned.
Ever wished you had the opportunity to buy a stock like Facebook, Amazon, or Netflix before it went public, or was able to get shares in companies like VC firms and angel investors? Well, here's your chance. Go to investfar.com/invest and reserve a position. For the next 1 to 3 months, InvestFAR is allowed a limited number of low-cost shares be available for friends, family, and its community per SEC regulations before it goes public. Imagine being able to 1,000x or 10,000x your investment, like the top 5%. With exclusive opportunities such as this, positions are limited and the window of time is short. Don't miss your chance. That's INV, as in Victor, ESTFAR.com/invest.
So I'm just showing you guys, like, these different things are diversions. You know what I mean? So, like, if you look at this podcast that I did, I'm bringing it up. I think you should go back and listen to it. Best way to prepare for deflation post an inflationary recession. Go listen to it. Because, again, it's going to talk about everything that's going on right now. I said it. This is another one that I think I did prior to that one. This is one in 22. Where and when to invest while Fed hike rates and inflation grows and ends with deflation. Now we're coming up on the deflationary period. So this is why I'm saying I talk about all of these. So go back and listen to these two podcasts so you can get an idea of kind of what's going on. Here we go. Incomes are falling in 17 states. These are the hardest hit areas. So if you do real estate, you kind of gotta, and again, I'm not trying to get you guys to prey on these. These are just opportunities. Like, it's like gold right now. gold is an opportunity. Like when I was talking to my cousin, when the stock market takes a dive, more than likely, they're going to start cutting rates. I think this is going to be the last quarter of them hiking rates. I think they might do one more, but the economy is so bad, I don't know if they will. But say they start dropping rates in the beginning of 2024, like January, February, March. That's right around the time where I think you need to be buying gold. And if she is correct, and based on seasonality charts, if there's going to be a major drop off in December of next year, gold is going to shoot to the moon, because that means rates are going to be back at zero. And so when they start to drop rates, gold goes to the moon, right? And so that means quantitative easing means they're releasing more money into the economy, which is going to increase the inflation. With the more inflation, that's going to put a stronghold on the dollar, which everybody's going to resort to gold. So this is what's going to, there's an inverse correlation between the stock market and gold. So that's why if you go based on what she's saying, based on seasonality charts, based on elections and all of that, I would start buying gold right around March of next year, and maybe start diving in and buying bigger positions in June, because it's probably going to get cheaper. I would say it's going to get it to its cheapest point probably the end of this year, because if they raise rates one more time, maybe, 0.25, that means gold is going to drop one more time. And then if we pause in January or February, that's when people are going to start loading into it, because they know we're going to start dropping rates. And then the price is going to start going back up. That's with gold, right? That's with stocks. But as far as like me talking about income to falling in 17 states, if income to falling in these states, they may be a good market to look into as far as real estate goes, because people might start losing their jobs. I mean, people might start losing their homes. Like if they're not making as much money as they were before, and all of these different things are coming into play, they might not be able to have the money to pay their mortgage. So this is why I think I would target. So look up his article, look at the 17 states that they're in, and then kind of be like, you know what? Let me see what's going on. And so if you want to target real estate, that's why you look at opportunities for people that are going into a foreclosure. So you get them before they go into foreclosure. It's called pre-foreclosure investing. And then you like, hey, you know what I mean? Instead of you losing your house and going into foreclosure, not being able to buy a house for 7 years, I can come in and catch up those payments. That's kind of what our strategy is. That's what we started doing. We started doing mailers maybe like three or four weeks ago. And we've got a lot of good deals. A partner of mine is doing the same thing in Augusta. He made $75,000 on one house. So people are still buying houses. I think he gave the people that were living there $30,000, and then he paid off their loan. So it's not like you're just taking advantage of people and preying on them. If there's enough equity in these houses and you can get them and pay off the note and give them some money to move and you make money, it's a win-win for everybody. The investor wins, the seller wins, and you win. So don't look at it like, okay, we're going to go and take advantage of these people. No, it's an opportunity for everybody to win. So just because they can't afford to pay the mortgage doesn't mean they need to go in foreclosure, and doesn't mean you need to let them stay in the house. Give them some money for them to move. Maybe they want to move into an apartment. Maybe they need to downsize. Or maybe in my friend's case, it was people that inherited the house and they didn't want to take care of it, so they wanted to get rid of it before it went into foreclosure. So you have all these different scenarios that are coming into play. And as the economy starts to get tighter, and we start going to, war and all these different things, people are just not going to have the money. So look into these states. I'm going to scroll down and see if we can find out which ones they are. But all these ads, man, even though mine popped up, they're just annoying. they're just everywhere. So you can't even really get to what you need to look up. But anyway, so if you can just Google the article, it's probably on multiple outlets, because stories like this get picked up by multiple outlets. So just Google incomes are falling in 17 states and then find the article with the least amount of ads. You know, that'll be helpful, because you can't even get anything. But look that up. And again, these are just opportunities, man. Like I talk about it. Go back and listen to these podcasts. I tell you exactly what to do and where to invest and what to prepare for. So go look at this one. They're all on Spotify. These are just different platforms that I know that the podcast is on. That's why I'm pulling them up. Just go to Spotify or whatever you have, Apple, and just download the episode and listen to it. But guys, like, just prepare, man. The opportunities are here, and it's just going to grow as more and more as like different things like this pop off, and it's going to escalate. I don't see how 22 U.S. citizens have been confirmed dead and nothing takes place. The U.S. is going to respond. You can't even kill one U.S. citizen in another country without the government moving into it and looking into it. But if it's a war and it's like a, come on, man, war crimes, the U.S. takes serious. So I think it's going to escalate to the point of where it's going to get out of control. So just to be prepared for to see billions and billions of dollars go to Israel. And if this goes off in China and Taiwan, be prepared for millions of dollars. And it's going to be crazy because if the largest U.S. naval ship has been deployed to Israel, I mean, what's going to happen with Taiwan? Taiwan is basically surrounded by water. So, I mean, that naval ship would have to go here. Man, my parents are military. And so, like, anytime there's exercises going on, they're doing that stuff for a reason. And, like, the level of what these exercises are taking place, like I mentioned, they're, like, large scale. So there's a really high likelihood that that's probably going to go down, too. So that, you know, I mean, look out for that one. Look these articles up, man. And like, we already know what's going on here. I wouldn't even waste my time on that one. And then, you know, like I said, look up the Great Depression and look how that happened and look at the economy during that time frame. I'm just giving you guys different examples of what to Google and look into so you can get ahead of what's going on. Like right now, in my opinion, it's not the time to just be like, you know what? I'm going to fall back and see what happens. What do they say? The World Economic Forum say never waste a good crisis. Sucks to say that, but this is kind of what it is. So like never waste a good crisis. So like most of the time people level up in the recessions. Most millionaires, most of these companies like Tesla, Apple, Uber, they were all started during a recession. So like, you know, if you got a company or something like that in mind, real estate would be ideal to get into in these type of times because like these prices of houses are starting to decline. Like you can hop on Zillow and almost every single market, you're going to see prices starting to decline. When they start dropping rates, that's going to change because people are going to start back buying houses. So like if you see these kind of things and you know how to follow the economy, get ahead of it. Get some of these houses from these people. If you can pay up the back payment, like the arrears, say they got like 10 or 15,000 in arrears. If you can go and drop that 15,000, take over that house, put a tenant in there. Once the rate starts to drop, you can sell it to somebody or you can refinance out because now you own that property. So that's what I'm saying. Like these are opportunities that you need to be taking advantage of. So like stack your money. Don't be trying to go on vacation. And most of the people, probably 90% of the population don't even have the money to be able to do that anyway. So instead of even trying to think about going on vacation or trying to figure out where to spend your money, I want to buy a new car. Like I rented a X7 because that's the car I want to get. I put my car in the shop and I'm like, yeah, I want to get an X7. And so like I drove it. I love it. I want to get it. That's like my dream car that I want to get. And I'm like, I can go out and get it right now, but it wouldn't make sense. So I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait until the end of the year or the start of next year and get it. But, you know, like it just doesn't make sense because you can do something to go out and do it. So this is one of those times where you need to be stacking as much money as possible because we're in the beginning stages. We're teetering, you know, we might be in inning number three because the recession was going. Now we're trending more so like in a depression. So we're probably in like inning seven of the recession and we're heading into inning number nine. And then probably the start of 2024, we're going to be in the beginning of the depression. So by the time the election hits, we're probably going to be at like the height of the depression. And they're going to be talking about using it as a political play. Like, okay, you need to elect me because I'm going to turn the economy around. Or this person was in office right now and look what happened to the economy. So all of these different things are going to play out into the election. So that's why I think you need to be saving your money and stacking as much as possible because this time next year, because we're October 11th, this time next year in 2024 is going to be all hell that's broken loose. The economy is going to be destroyed. Listen to what I said in these previous podcasts and correlate it to what I'm saying right now. This year, this time next year, watch how bad the economy is. And I guarantee you by this time next year, they will have drop rates. We might be at 2% or we might be at 0% by this time next year with rates by the Federal Reserve. So guys, take advantage. Do what I'm saying. Go back and listen to these podcasts. See if there's any parallels and be prepared. So Google these articles. Do your due diligence. Do your research. Until next time, take care.